Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio, and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, I have one thing to say to you and one thing only. It is my personal privilege to wish you all a happy Arizona Beer Week. We are celebrating great Southern Arizona suds all day long. In fact, deep into the weekend, all next week, and concluding the following weekend. We are just getting crazy about the craft brew scene here in Southern Arizona. And when we are thinking about celebrating the suds here in Tucson, we look across the landscape of all the spirited brewers in the Grand Canyon State. And we have chosen to broadcast live today from one of the newer brewers to hit the streets of Southern Arizona. We are live now from the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company, right near the corner of 6th Street and 6th Avenue. We got a whole lot of craft beer fans in the house. And listen up, fellow foodies. If you mention this radio show, you will get a dollar off every single pint of beer, not only all day, but all night. Mention On the Menu Live, and they will slash a dollar off your pints. Look at all the people sitting at the bar saying, I didn't know that. But anyway, celebrating the spirit of craft brew in this community, we also want to bring into our conversation our celebrity co-host. Here is a guy who loves himself a good brew. In fact, he's drinking one right now. It is my personal pleasure to bring back one of my beer brothers, one of my true friends since I've known him for years and years and years. He is the two-time Iron Chef of Tucson, and now with Shamrock Foods, the Honorable Danny Perez is in the house.
Mr. Matt Russell.
What's going on, brother?
How are you? Great to see you.
I'm doing great. You know, before we get into the dialogue, let me wish you a happy Arizona Beer Week. Let's hoist a glass. I am actually having a Charlie's Home for Dinner. That's what they call this beer. This is a black saison. How did I say that? It's a black saison made with fermented cranberries. Actually has a little bit of cinnamon, a little roasted pepper in here. This is gorgeous. What are you sucking on over there, man?
I am drinking a Vermont Pale Ale, which is the Quaker with mango. I chose to get mine Raspado style, so it's got the tahine rim on the lip of the glass, a nice lime wedge. It's tasty.
And we're getting crooked, man. We are getting
just
crooked.
Perfect.
Broadcasting live from a place where crooked is king, as they say. So salute to you. Happy Arizona Beer Week. So get us caught up. Now, every time you've been on the show over the last couple of years, I have a different introduction for you. And now this community has learned that you are now representing the great company known as Shamrock Foods. What's up?
I am. So, you know, in the last few months, I have been blessed to work at a beautiful resort on the west side of town. And through some decision making and some changes, I have now joined the great Shamrock family, with a great culture, a great program, and a great local company to continue to support this community, which is what I love to do.
I really love to do. And I can hear the rally and the cry from the corporate office of Shamrock. We got the Iron Chef. We got the Iron Chef. I mean, this is win-win for both you and Shamrock.
Absolutely. It's been a great blessing. I work with amazing people. We have an amazing culture, both in north, central, and south of the state, with some great team members. And then we service a beautiful community. So for me to be able to still be part of the food and beverage of this city, seeing my brothers and sisters in the food and beverage world, in the back of the house or front of the house, and show them support through my knowledge, my ability to know food, it's great.
And I think you nailed it when you said support. So you think about Shamrock Foods, culturally speaking, it's about service. It's about support. I mean, yes, you are a purveyor
sure.
of great foods and great
sure.
restaurant products, but at the end of the day, it's about service. And whenever there's a restaurant client of yours that has a need, whatever the need is, Shamrock's going to fill it.
Absolutely. You know, the company, Shamrock Dairy, founded in Tucson in 1922, the McClellan family has been around for a long time, and that pride has carried all the way through. So when they moved to Phoenix in 1956 and broadened the horizon to really become a great food distributor in the Southwest, they took it a step further. They want to be friends with their customers. They want to ensure that there's a partnership to grow every single account, every single customer that they touch, into running their business 10 times better than they was before Shamrock got there to help.
I love that. And that's more of that value add, I think, that Shamrock brings to the conversation. I had Evan on the show a couple of months ago.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and frankly, I have to tell you, I didn't even know Shamrock was founded in Tucson, Arizona.
I think that's one of these secrets that I want to continue to voice out and share with the community, because we are a local company. We're a very much a local company. And I love to share that story because we have a lot to offer, a lot of support, as you said, a lot of partnership with great many people.
How's the transition been? Okay, so you were, you know, you were with your previous employer for quite a while.
Sure.
You know, your culinary chops equipped you for victory 2 years in a row at the Iron Chef Tucson. How has the transition been from kind of chef role to, you know, doing what you're doing now at Shamrock?
So I'll be the first one to tell you that, you know, I miss my adrenaline shots. I do need that from time to time.
Right.
But it's a different style of adrenaline now. You know, for a long time, my last job, my previous life, if you will, acquired a lot of my time, a lot of time that had a lot of sacrifice with my personal life, with my family, etc. This job, although it's still positively demanding and very open for me to broaden the horizons, it shows a different side of the balanced work life. And I've been able to enjoy that and still be able to be part of helping people, supporting people, and talking to my friends. I mean, I'm still working with people that I know. And so that's the positive of it all. And, you know, when you get to a certain level in your career, at least the way that I saw my top, it was time to evolve and to see what else is out there. And you never know. I mean, you know, I can't sit here and tell you that one day I won't go back to doing something in the kitchen. But for now, this is the best thing for me, the best thing for my family, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Your spirit is contagious. There are people listening right now that go, how can I do that? You know, I mean, you've got this work-life balance. You're actually, your family is saying, oh, I get to see Dad. I get to see,
absolutely,
you know, the man of the house.
Yeah.
You play a prominent role in the lives of so many people, but you've struck that balance where you're still doing what you love to do. You're still surrounded by friends. You're still working in the food service industry, but you also get to come home at the end of the day and say, you know,
absolutely,
what? Family's at the center.
Absolutely.
For the,
you know, I miss a lot of people that I work with, a lot of the family that I grew up with for 12 years in my last job. However, this is a new opportunity to grow and network even further. I've met some amazing people, work with an amazing team, and they support me. It's been support from day one. And that's a great feeling to go from, you know, a big job to a culture that is just all about supporting you.
I love it.
And that's what Shamrock Foods is really about.
We're talking to my good friend Danny Perez. He is our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He is from Shamrock Foods, a longtime fixture here in the Southern Arizona culinary and cocktail scene. In fact, he is sucking down this craft brew like a champion.
It's delicious.
It's
a little
beautiful.
Warm outside, and the beautiful building we're in, this breeze coming in, it's tasty.
We're going to be talking to Mando Basurto a little bit later on in the show. He's a partner here at the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company. He's going to tell the story about this super funky space that we're broadcasting in today, but we're going to take a quick commercial break now and thank a couple of sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to keep the craft beer conversation going, because we're going to be talking to Alan Conger of 1912 Brewing Company. He's one of the participants in the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl.
Very excited.
That's
for next
happening
week.
Next Saturday, and we're going to give you all the details. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another crazy happy hour here at the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company right near the corner of 6th Street and 6th Avenue. Again, come on in to Crooked Tooth. Every single beer they have on the menu, you can slash a dollar off every pint just by mentioning this radio show. And I ask our celebrity co-host Danny Perez, how cool is that, man?
This is an awesome place. It's probably going to be a favorite here soon.
I tell you, I love the vibe here. I love the energy. I love the spirit. Again, we're going to be talking to our good friend Mondo Basurto here in a few minutes, but as I said, we got the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl happening next Saturday, February the 18th, all up and down the downtown area.
You know how excited I am to know that I can have a day off to enjoy a full day of a beer crawl?
Your first day off in 14 years? Anyway, there's a guy calling in from the Strong Beer Fest up in Phoenix who is going to be a central player in the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl. He is our good friend from the 1912 Brewing Company, Alan Conger. What's going on, Alan?
How you doing, Matt? How's it going?
Hey, we're doing great, dude. I mean, we're celebrating Arizona Beer Week. We are hoisting a couple of pints of brews. I would imagine you've had a few beers yourself up at the Strong Beer Fest. How are things going up there, man?
Oh, outstanding. It was a great showing, great time for Arizona beer. Just everybody's having a really good time here, showcasing a lot of Arizona beers. A lot of good, strong ales up here, but yeah, we're just about packing up and getting ready to move on to the next thing, that Tucson Beer Crawl.
Well, I tell you what, you sound reasonably coherent after an entire day at the Strong Beer Fest. I mean, I don't know how you do it, Alan Conger, but you sound like you can actually drive back home.
Well, that's what I'll be doing, man. Got to have that stamina, right? We still got another event tonight at 1912, another one tomorrow, and then we're going to start it up again on Tuesday. Just one day for rest, you know what I'm saying?
I totally hear it. Well, you know, we're going to talk about the details of the craft beer crawl here in a couple of minutes, but you guys are going to be central players in the Tucson craft beer crawl. What are you guys going to be serving? I mean, I know that's kind of a fun exercise when you're really thinking about the kinds of beers that you want to showcase at an event where there will be thousands of people navigating themselves around downtown. How did you decide what you were going to feature, and tell our listeners what you'll be pouring?
Yeah, so we had to feature, you know, something a little something for everybody, and then also something just off the wall, kind of pushing the envelope like we do. So we're going to start with our Weapon Checks Irish Red, which is a traditional Irish Red, 4.9%, nice malty, biscuity, and nice dry finish. It's been really popular in our tap room with our accounts. And, of course, pushing the envelope, we got to do a beer called Citra Mouth. So it's an all-citra hopped tart and hazy pale ale that we age on champagne-soaked oak staves. So it's really one of those edgy kind of pale ales with some nice New England aspects to it. And, you know, we're known for our sours, so we got to mix that in, too.
Okay, so I want to make sure I heard you right. Champagne-soaked oak staves. Is that how you guys roll down there in 1912? That's crazy.
Well, we got the full barrel program going, so we got to, you know, mix it up a little bit. And, you know, just throwing it in the... This pale ale is so juicy, it's like an orange juice in a beer. And we said, well, you know, champagne's perfect. It's almost like it's a mimosa in a pale ale.
Oh, man, I thought that. So there's the creativity manifest again.
That's a brunchy beer there, huh?
It's a totally brunchy beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
I mean, that's our hashtag for the show. It's a brunchy beer. So, Alan, you know, all of our listeners know, again, February the 18th, starting at 1 o'clock, all around downtown, you get the opportunity to kind of navigate your way around, visit some of the venues. There's going to be brewers all across the state. They're going to be pouring their beers at various venues. Go to TucsonCraftBeerCrawl.com to get your tickets. This event event sells out every single year. Do not be the person that they have to say no to if you want to go and the tickets are sold out. Again, TucsonCraftBeerCrawl.com and get your tickets. Now, Alan, do you know at this point where 1912 is going to be pouring from? What venue you'll be at downtown that day?
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to be pouring at Hermanos right beside Tombstone Brewing. Two up-and-coming breweries in the state making some really good IPAs and pale ales. So we're going to have a blast sitting there in Hermanos.
Fantastic. So I got to ask you, so are you going to be pulling a handle for 4 hours next Saturday, or are you and your lovely wife going to be able to kind of navigate yourself around downtown as well and have some beers?
Yeah, we're going to mix it up. I'll be there for a little bit, and then we'll kind of mix in a couple of our new staff members and, you know, be able to enjoy it as well.
Awesome. Again, TucsonCraftBeerCrawl.com. Get your tickets. Alan Conger from 1912 Brewing Company is going to be showcasing some of his own craft. And I'm sure he'll say it takes a village, but this is the guy at the anchor of the brewing scene over there at 1912. Now, Alan, you talked about some fun things happening at your tap room in the coming days and weeks. How else are you guys celebrating Arizona Beer Week?
We've got tap takeovers all over town at both of the Whole Foods, Famous Sam's, Tucson Hop Shop as well, where we're coordinating with Borderlands to do a sour and an IPA event there. Wow. And kind of mixing it in with a couple of the other places around town.
I dig it. You know, I had the personal privilege, Alan Conger, as the MC of the Tucson Beer Cup, the Born and Bred event that happens every year at the Hotel Congress. I had the privilege of crowning you the winner of the Best Specialty Beer Award for your Naughty Naranja. I just ask you, and inquiring minds want to know, are you still kicking out that award-winning beer, and can people find that anywhere around town?
Absolutely. It's on the tap room, St. Charles Tavern, and Mr. Head's down on 4th.
Right on.
Nice.
Have you had the Naughty Naranja, Danny?
I have not.
Perez?
It sounds like another brunchy beer. It sounds delicious. Hey, Alan, I'm curious, how was the show today? Southern Arizona represented well? Tucson looked good?
Absolutely. We had a bunch of Tucson. We're kind of scattered about, but we all synced up, had a great deal. We did a collaboration with Uncle Bears and got silver medal for that one. So that was
nice.
A good Tucson show. So really good time.
Way to go. Way to go.
Awesome. Way to represent.
As Danny said, man, these brunch beers, that sort of reminds me. I think Alan Conker once told me, you know, you can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
It's true.
So that's the way they start doing it. But anyway, Alan Conker, thanks to you and your team. Also, from a personal place, thank you for fighting for our freedoms in the U.S. Marine Corps. This country owes a debt of gratitude to you, sir. And I want to thank you for your service, not only in fighting for our freedoms, but also in kicking out some amazing brews. Alan Conker from 1912 Brewing Company. Thanks again. Drive safely, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Thanks, gents. Have a good time at Crooked Tooth, man.
Right on.
Sounds good.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the man of the hour is here. It's a celebrity moment because Mondo Basurto from Crooked Tooth Brewing Company is going to tell the story about this crazy place. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away.
Calling all Cupids! With Valentine's Day right around the corner, it's time to plan your big night out at a restaurant where romance will reign all night long. Commoner & Co. This experience is all about passion on a plate, with a three-course meal that you can create yourselves from a landscape of love, choosing from special starter, entree, and dessert selections. You and your squeeze will enjoy fresh new twists on Commoner classics, as well as some hot new dishes that will go straight to your heart. This romantic rendezvous is only $45 a person. And for an additional $20 a person, you'll get a specially designed wine pairing with each and every course. Get your reservations now while you still can by calling 257-1177. That's 257-1177. Or simply save your seats online by going to their website, commonertucson.com. Feel the love on Valentine's Day this year at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company, again, right near the corner of 6th Street and 6th Avenue. And again, come on in. Mention that you heard this on the radio show, and they will take $1 off every pint you order through the day, through the night. And we always need a savings, Danny Perez, when we're drinking great beer.
It's been an amazing afternoon. It's a pretty good chance I'll be here for a while.
the Blacktop Grill just showed up. We're going to be talking to them about some craft brew cuisine. But our listeners have been waiting for this next guest to come on this show because he is part of the story, the Crooked Tooth story. And again, we're broadcasting from a place where crooked is king. We're getting a little crooked ourselves. And here he is, one of the partners with the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company, our friend Mando Basurto. How did I do on that pronunciation,
perfect,
Mando?
Perfect, thank you.
Nice to see you, brother. How things going?
It's doing good.
We're so excited for you guys. We're so excited. You know, we celebrate the opening of every single craft brewer here in Southern Arizona. There will never be a saturation point for craft brewing
exactly.
In Tucson. And I, you know, every time I'm asked that question as a journalist, I say absolutely not. The more the merrier, you know, but it takes, you got to make great beer. And we're going to be talking about your beers in a second, but people want to know, Mando, Crooked Tooth Brewing Company. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that is. I think I have reasonably straight teeth. What in the world is Crooked Tooth, and how did you come up with that name?
Well, essentially, when we first started this, we told ourselves that we were going to stay away from any kind of name that had to do with this region. So,
right.
You know, so we nothing with Arizona. So, you know, and after all the brainstorming, we just kind of, you know, this Crooked Tooth came into play, and really what it's all about, it's about, you know, individuality and uniqueness, you know, that we all have, you know, like whether you're crooked teeth, straight teeth, a mole on your face, whatever, you know, it's just trying to promote love and love for others.
That's
awesome.
Isn't that fantastic? And what a crazy, funky, iconic thing, Crooked Tooth. That defines somebody. That is a part of who they are. And you want to make this an individualistic experience by giving everybody, this is not just one thing for everybody. Create your own experience here.
Exactly. We don't want to conform to anybody's, you know, standards. So, you know, and we take this along with in our beers too. So, you know, we won't follow anybody's, you know, you got to make this kind of a beer or that kind of a beer. We just, you know, we got a good team here. They're very creative and innovative when it comes to brewing beer.
And it sounds like heart is really at the center of what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
It's a heart and a soul kind of thing. We're going to be talking about those beers a little bit later on in the show, but I got to tell you, one of the things I love about the craft brew experience is a setting. A setting is just, for me, it's just important as the beer that you're drinking and the people that you're hanging out with. And you guys found like the greatest place to open a brewery. I mean, this is in the old space. This is where Ernie's Auto Repair was on 6th and 6th for decades.
Yeah, Charlie's Automotive.
Charlie's Automotive. Yeah,
so
for sure.
We tried to keep, you know, a lot of the original stuff, you know, just
the exposed brick.
Exposed bricks, you know, just the
garage,
feeling.
The swinging garage doors are still there.
Yeah, there's the original doors here that were put in, you know, and it's funny because the gentleman that put this doors in 50 years ago or whatever, his son came in and was asking us if we wanted to change them, you know, because he works for the same company still.
Oh, got it.
And, yes, we're like, no, we're just going to keep it all. You know, everything here, we've, you know, it's all been Ben, Julie, myself, and my wife. You know, we pretty much did all the work here that we, you know, anything that could be made, we did, you know.
It's very unique. And, Mando, earlier I asked you, hey, where'd you get these tables and we're all – all this stuff came from. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, the refurbishing and where all this stuff came from, because it definitely shows character.
Yeah,
the brewery.
My partner, Ben, his, I believe it's his wife, her uncle actually has a mill up in Greer. So we got all this Ponderosa pine up from northern Arizona.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
At the table we're broadcasting right now, this is actually Ponderosa pine?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We sanded them. I mean, all these tables, we put our time and our blood into making all this stuff, everything in here. So.
And we gotta. Everybody needs to come down here and check this out. Now, there are, like, trophy heads from successful hunting expeditions. There are candy, you know, sugar skulls dotting the environment. There's this old organic hutch, this furniture. What story are you trying to tell here at Crooked Tooth?
You know, it's not really a story. It's just, you know, we want local, you know, we want to support everyone in Tucson, and, you know, we appreciate all the support from Tucson, and you know, we want this place to be like home, essentially, you know. Come in here, you feel comfortable, you want to have a good beer, we got our food trucks, you can eat, you know, so just no reason to leave, you know.
That's what Danny was saying. He might stay for a while.
Well, I think that one of the things that you said earlier, and it captures it in the name of the brewery, but the comfort of being okay to be yourself, to be unique. And I think that when you walk in here, you definitely get that vibe to where
good.
It doesn't matter who it is, right? You're going to get a story of different broads of people enjoying good brew.
Where everybody's welcome.
Exactly.
No drama.
No drama. No, keep the drama outside.
No weird,
you know?
Stuff. Just come on in here and celebrate what brings us together. I mean, you're a uniter, not a divider, Mondo.
Exactly.
You're all about the spirit of unity. Anyway, we're actually going to be taking some time with you and your wife, Jody, to chat a little about some of the beers here in a couple of minutes. But thank you so much for hosting us here for this live broadcast. We're going to be getting deep into the suds here. Yeah, Danny is showing remarkable restraint. He's taking it easy on that beer. But anyway, we're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Mondo and Jody are going to be talking about the beers. We're going to be talking about craft brew cuisine in this live broadcast from Crooked Tooth Brewing Company. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company, right near the corner of 6th Street and 6th Avenue. Happy Arizona Beer Week, everybody. And to celebrate Arizona Beer Week in style, to celebrate suds, we've got Armando Basuto here has said we're going to take $1 off every single pint of beer. If you mention On the Menu Live, if you mention this radio show, if you mention how strikingly handsome the host of this radio program is. No, that's the co-host. Sorry.
Thank you.
Don't take $1 off. But Danny Perez, this place is filling up.
It's looking amazing. It's a nice crowd. Like I was telling Armando and Jody, The weather is just beautiful. It feels amazing in here. So
it does.
Enjoying the beer.
Speaking of amazing, this show would not be possible. This show would not even be on the air were it not for our valued sponsors. I need to remind everybody to go do business with them, celebrate them, invite them to your home, put them on your Christmas card list. Of course, our good friends at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, the Tucson Originals, Tucson Foodie, Tino's Pizza, Jerry Cigars, Commoner & Co., The Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, and Russell Public Communications, all great sponsors, again, fueling the energy behind On the Menu Live.
Amazing support.
Amazing support. So here we are back with Mando Basurto, one of the partners here at Crooked Tooth Brewing Company. He talked about the super funky atmosphere of Crooked Tooth, talked a little bit about how the fact that the name was behind the distinctness of who people are. When
right.
they show up at the door, they are themselves.
Right.
They are unique.
It's the character.
It's
right?
the character. Yeah. That's the word, Danny yeah. Perez. It's the
there
character.
You go.
And this whole brand is built around character. So Mando Basurto, again, thank you so much for hanging out, and thanks for hosting us today.
I appreciate it.
And here we are. I mean, how do we introduce our next guest here? I mean, she's this bright, this ray of sunshine. You walk in the door, and there she is, greeting you with open arms. She's got this beautiful aura around her. It must be the beer. Your wife, Jody Basurto. Jody, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Look at her, Danny.
She's amazing.
She's totally amazing.
She's so proud of what she's doing. You can feel it.
Yeah, and you know, ordering our beers, and we had questions about the beers, and she sort of took the time and said, look, there's a lot of people here, took the time to say, this is what goes into the beers.
Right.
This is what it's all about, and I
right.
ordered this Black Saison, and I heard about fermented cranberries, for crying out loud. I mean, where did your love of beer come from, Jody? Where did that whole story begin?
Actually, you know, I grew up around, you know, beer drinkers my whole life, but it wasn't until I met, you know, my husband that I really got into the whole craft beer scene. And just really just trying different types of beers out, finding out, you know, what's in the beers, finding out how to explain and describe the beers. You know, it's just definitely a lot of fun being able to talk to people about beer.
There's like an element of poetry almost to
yeah,
it, though.
Absolutely.
Because I'm actually looking at the way that you define your beers.
It's and romantic.
It's romantic. Oh, what a great coincidence,
oh,
Mr.
It's
Cupid.
It's a love affair.
Seriously, I mean, we hear about things in tasting notes of beers, sort of, you know, fairly generic kinds of things. But you've got beers here on the menu that you, one beer you call dank. There's a beer here that you say it's a little grassy. There's one that you say is pillowy. I mean, where in the world does pillowy come from when you're defining a beer experience, Mando?
Well, you know, when you're drinking the beer, it feels great in your mouth.
Right.
You know, like, and you want to put the stuff in your mouth, and that's the key here. We, you know, we want to make things so that you put it in your mouth.
That's,
you
know, that, you know, that's mission accomplished. And I am going through my mouthfeel here pretty quickly. We're going to be doing a little tasting here in a minute. But how would you define kind of the brewing philosophy? So, like, where does Crooked Tooth want to be on the spectrum of brewers? Because, you know, there are some brewers that are known for, you know, killer IPAs, or some brewers that are known for the biochemistry of the craft. There are certain brewers that are really all about brand and you know, maybe not necessarily interested in making something that tastes good, and they go in different directions. Where does Crooked Tooth want to be in terms of a philosophy of brewing?
Well, as far as, like, the philosophy here, we are always striving, you know, to be creative and innovative when we make our beers. And then, you know, one of the most important part of that is just learning, you know, so... we definitely, all the beers that we make here, we've, you know, a lot of time and, you know, love go into this type of stuff. And Benjamin and Tyler, you know, they're the two. Ben is our brewmaster, and I mean, they do a great job here when it comes to, you know, putting, different, hops together,
right.
and just, you know, trying to make everything complementing one another. You know, they do a good job at balancing out the beers.
Balancing
you know?
Out the beers with the different recipes, you know, to make it all different, but to make it so that it's appealing to all of our customers.
Now, what was that moment like, Jody, when Mando came to you and said, honey, I think it's time for us to be a partner in a craft brewery?
You know, I didn't even second guess it. You
right.
know?
Yeah, that's a woman who loves her man.
Yeah, you know, if it's something that made him happy, and you know, it's something that him and Ben enjoy doing. You know, of course, Julie and I were right on board with that.
Listen
you know?
To that, Danny.
That's awesome.
We're gonna get listeners asking for your number. She's married, everybody. She's happily married.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, we wanted their dream to become a reality. Is what we wanted it to be.
Right on. You know, Arizona Beer Week. I mean, now you guys have been open for how long now, Mando?
Just over 12 weeks.
Okay, just over 12 weeks. And now here you are serving a big client base in the biggest week in beer history across the Grand Canyon State. You know, you guys are just getting started. You got some fun stuff happening for this week. What can we expect from Crooked Tooth? How are you guys celebrating Arizona Beer Week?
Well, Monday we're going to have our Crooked Tooth and Friends, which will have four guest taps from local breweries here in Arizona. We're going to have 12 West from Gilbert, Wren House from Phoenix. We have 1912 and Hard Bottle, their collab.
Oh, yeah. They were the guys that used to be Flux,
yes.
I think, and then they moved to Hard Bottle. I'm really super excited about Andy and those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys are the
good
real
guys.
Deal. Yeah.
And then our 1912 and Crooked Tooth collab that we did, the Limon Chingon. So
nice.
It's a lemon meringue Berliner Weiss sour.
Oh, gosh.
So, it's delicious. When we did that, we got 3 kegs out of it. We pretty much sold out the first two.
Imagine that.
In like 3 days. So we saved one so that we can have for this Arizona Beer Week.
Yeah. And you're doing something with the Cereal Grillers coming up in a few days.
Yeah, and then on Tuesday, which is Valentine's Day, we actually made a petition with the United States government to try to get Valentine's Day as a formal holiday, you know. And really, it's all about just, you know, it's in the middle of the week, you know. Who's going to be able to take that day off, you know? And we don't have enough time as it is, so we just kind of want people to know, you know, hey, love, drink some good beer with your loved ones, you know, and especially drink them over here at Crooked Tooth.
I love a brewery, Danny Perez, that drafts a petition to the United States Congress.
It's a romantic week, and it's all about the romantic.
Exactly. All about the beer. So as I understand it, guys, this is not something, I mean, it's fun and funny to talk about. This is legit. Like, you guys have literally drafted a petition, and as I understand from the process, if you get like 100,000 signatures
in 30 days.
In 30 days,
yeah.
The White House, almost by statute, has to respond.
Yes,
has
I mean
to
they have.
It.
They,
yes.
Now they don't necessarily say, "Okay, it's done."
Exactly.
But they have to somehow respond to the petition. How are we doing on signatures? Are we like 999,000?
I hope so.
All
right. We keep pushing it to get people to sign it. So.
Okay, so basically the message is simple. We want Valentine's Day to be a holiday so you can celebrate craft beer with the ones that you love.
Exactly.
Or one.
Be with family.
No, I'm a monogamous guy. One that you love. All right, that's great. So how can people find this petition? And more importantly, guys, how can they sign it? How does that work?
It's on our Facebook and on our website. So you can go on there and then just click on to the link, and it's all self-explanatory. You sign it, and then they send you an email to verify it.
Right. I'm going
to
sign.
Awesome.
I mean, are you going to sign that?
Absolutely.
I mean, why wouldn't you sign that petition?
Yeah.
Okay, so again, it's more than just making great beer. It's more than just creating an amazing setting and space for people to enjoy the beer. It's more than just posting fun content on social media. It's demanding change.
Yeah.
Now, what is this are you expecting this White House? I don't want to get political, Basurto family, but what do you think the reaction is going to be from our commander-in-chief on this call for a day off?
Hopefully he'll be all right, you know, and he'll come down and have some good beer.
Can we say that right now? The 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, has officially been invited to come to Tucson, Arizona, to have a beer at the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company in all of his crookedness.
Exactly.
To come out and just be a dude and have a beer and just sign the darn executive order while
exactly.
he's here.
Absolutely.
His press secretary might be listening right now.
Probably.
I mean, this is like a historic milestone right now.
That'd be great.
Ben and Julie are probably driving back to Tucson. They're listening on the mobile device. They're like, oh, my gosh.
What did we just commit to?
What's happening? The Secret Service will be here in a couple of minutes.
They're going to shut us down.
In addition to, you know, all the kinds of great things that you guys got going on here, again, through the week, you know, live music has also been kind of an important part of the offering here, right? I mean, how do you decide the kinds of acts and bands that you want to host here? Is there kind of are there criteria? Are there sort of genres and styles?
No, no. We are open to everything, you know. We want local, you know, Tucsonans that are in the music scene to come in and play, you know.
We've even had people from, you know, Prescott come down and play for us, everything like that. So, you know, anybody that reaches out to us that's interested in playing, you know, give us a call. Come on in. Come out and talk to us, you know, and drop off some samples if you'd like. You know,
beautiful inclusion.
I love
we
that.
Want,
yeah.
It's all Tucson local. We want everybody and anybody to come in.
And, again, that gets back to the Crooked Tooth philosophy is that, you know, there are no rules.
Nope.
There are no rules. There's no playbook. You're not. You don't have this corporate, you know, manual that you have to follow. Yeah, where it's only going to be jazz because we don't want to scare away anyone. I mean, if it got, hey, if you play the pan flutes and you think you're good, call the concertos. Now, is there how do people, if they want to like send in a demo tape or if they want to have a conversation, what's the best way to do that? Call you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You'd call the number on our website or call the number on Facebook. That would definitely go through to Ben. And you know, you guys can definitely drop off some samples here to us. Love to listen to them, you know, and just we'll go from there.
On the how many folks can you accommodate outside on your patio?
I mean, we can cram 100 people in there.
You could get 100 people on that patio. Let's do it tonight.
That sounds like a
plan. All right, and if the President of the United States is going to be here, we might very well have 100 people. But anyway, the time has come. You want to see if we can get a couple of beers for us to try? And they got to take off that headset.
I will do that right now.
Because if you don't, the entire operation board will completely go with you. But anyway, Jody Basurto is going to bring over a flight. Now, I got to ask you, Mondo, my first time here was a couple of months ago. I actually had the 18-hour IPA. We're going to be talking about that in a minute. But the flight that came out literally was rolled to me on a skateboard.
Yes.
Okay, so the flights are served on vehicles.
Yes.
What's the story? I mean, again, weird, funky, crazy, fun. What's the story about drilling holes in the base of the deck of a skateboard
and
pushing them over to your customers?
I'm just glad that I, you know, all these years of skateboarding actually came to some kind of use.
I mean, and are you a big skater back in the day?
Oh, I still skateboard.
You do?
Yeah.
All your spare rails are under the tables for the purse hooks.
Yeah, you know, our little purse holders right there for everybody.
Very nice.
You guys are going to be doing the craft beer crawl as well on the 18th, right?
Yes.
So are you going to be one of the venues here then? Do you know any of the brewers that are actually going to be set up here that day?
Yeah, we will have, I believe it's Dillinger and 12 West that will be here with us.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. You made it out to Dillinger yet, Danny?
Not yet.
So they're over by the Tucson Mall. As a matter of fact, one of the guys behind Dillinger is a Catalina Foothills High School alum.
Very cool.
Both my kids went to school.
Sure.
Actually, my son went there. My daughter is still there for another 3 months, 4 weeks, 2 days and 4 hours and 22 seconds. But anyway, I haven't checked out Dillinger. But this is going to be, have you been a part of the crawl? You guys weren't open last year, but did you crawl around in the event last year?
No, I did not.
Are you guys ready for what is going to happen to you next Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just another day at the office for Mondo Basurto, right?
Just ready to party.
Right. I love the fact that you guys always have food as part of your culture here. So, again, no kitchen here, no menu here, but you invite some of the local food trucks to come and park literally right outside. I mean, it's literally outside the door.
Exactly.
So you take you open the door, you take a step out. Again, is there they probably all are jockeying for position to be able to get the coveted space right here at Crooked Tooth Brewing Company. I mean, what are some of your favorite food trucks that have made their way around town?
My ultimate favorite is Nulon's Vietnamese food.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
Oh, he is absolutely phenomenal. So when it comes down to authentic Vietnamese food, he definitely hits the mark.
Oh, awesome. So, you know, banh mi and all of that wonderful authentic stuff. Absolutely. And thank you so much for not saying pho. You know, when someone comes on this show talking about a Vietnamese menu and they say pho, I take them off the air. I mean, it's almost like, the FCC would, like, cut in and say, you can't say.
Before we dig into this amazing-looking flight, I think it's time to take a picture of it.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick picture here.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So the skateboard has arrived. So, Jody, why do you serve your craft beer flights on moving vehicles?
On moving vehicles. Well, luckily, you know, the wheels are locked down, so they won't be rolling anywhere. But, you know, we kind of have a thing going on here. You know, all of our beers are on skateboard decks. Our purse hooks are on
old trucks,
so we might as well do our flights on skateboards.
That's really cool.
Let's start the flight. We got a couple minutes before we do our trivia question. Where should we start?
Well, let's start with the first one. The first one is going to be our 18th hour.
Yes.
That's our American IPA. So it's going to be, you know, hoppy, and it's going to be very, very piney, citrusy, I guess, dank.
That's the word.
It's got a really well-balanced between the hopness and the bitterness.
Yeah, balance is the key word.
Yeah.
So, you've really – and again, here's the mark of a great brewer, Danny Perez. Because, you know, IPAs are just this crazy thing that came onto the scene years ago. Some people are doing IPAs just for the sake of doing them.
Right.
But there's a little execution issue. This is a beautifully balanced beer.
It's very good.
It's the first beer I ever had here at Crooked Tooth.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so I've experienced the dankness of the Crooked Tooth experience.
It's
How's
tasty.
Your dank? How's
no,
your dank
it's,
going?
It's still sitting in my mouth. It's good.
So there's a mouthfeel thing again.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Where are we going next? So the 18th hour. Now, what's the story behind the 18th hour? Does it take 18 hours to...
Well, that was one of the first beers that we brewed on our system, and yes, it literally took us 18 hours. You know, it was a new toy, and it was, you know, working through the bugs, and a lot of things we learned. Don't start brewing after 6 o'clock in the evening, otherwise you will be here until the next day.
Well, the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to get a shot at getting a Crooked Tooth Brewing Company gift card. Again, we're going to do a trivia question right now. Send us your guess for the answer. If we have multiple winners, we're going to draw a winner at random. But here is the question. What is the chemical formula of the main ingredient in beer? What a great question, guys.
Beautiful question.
What is the chemical formula? Don't give me the ingredient. Give me the chemical formula of the main ingredient of beer. If you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now on the menu live at gmail.com. Again, on the menu live at gmail.com. One of you is going to get a Crooked Tooth Brewing Company gift certificate to experience the Basura Toast for yourselves. And again, they're married, guys. Seriously. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thanks to our sponsors. We're going to finish up our beer tasting, and we're also going to be talking with Gabe Senesantos with the Black Tuck Grill. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around.
Hey Tucson, are you finding it tough to get rid of those extra holiday pounds that you put on? Maybe you've noticed a little too much wiggle in your walk. Well, there's no better time of year than right now to get up, get moving, and get over to personal trainer Nancy Russell, the official trainer for On the Menu Live. Certified by the American Council on Exercise, the nation's predominant personal training authority, Nancy works with every age group, at every fitness level, to customize a plan to meet your personal goals, whether it's building strength, balance, endurance, toning and definition, or just overall well-being. Call Nancy Russell today to find out how you can get a personal training session absolutely free. Call 237-9160. That's 237-9160. Your first step towards a new you now.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell. We're broadcasting live deep in the heart of Crooked at the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company, again near the corner of 6th Avenue and 6th Street. Come on down and come meet Danny Perez, two-time Iron Chef of Tucson with Shamrock Foods. Danny Perez,
thank
having
you
a great
as
time.
Thank you always for the invitation. Having a fantastic time.
So much fun. We're going to be talking with Gabe Senesantos from the Black Tuck Grill here in a minute, but we tried this 18th Hour IPA, Jody. We don't have time to try all of the rest of the beers, but give us a quick rundown of what else you got out for us.
Sure. We have our Quaker with Mango, which is our Northeastern Brewed Pale Ale. So, you know, we used 90 pounds of mango in it. So
fresh mango.
Fresh mango. You taste the mango on the tail end of the beer. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Great.
You know, we have our Always Sunny in Amarillo, which is our Vermont-style blonde. Used Vermont yeast, so it gives it that hazy look to it.
Your tasting notes say it's grassy.
It's grassy.
There's a little grass in there, Danny.
Yep,
right.
And it was dry hopped with Amarillo hops.
Oh, beautiful.
And then we have our coffee brown, which is called Smell My Cafe. And we used Yellowtail Ethiopian cold brew with it. So it's a cold brew with a kick. It's absolutely delicious.
Wow, that's a wake me up.
That's
seriously.
A crunchy beer right there.
And that's Yellow Bird. That's Anna Pereira.
Uh-huh.
Right. The Pereiras are great. Love them. This is the craft of brewing, Danny Perez.
Absolutely.
Love the different colors, different styles, different. There's a transparency. There's some of our opaque. All of a beautiful head. Just gorgeous. Thank you guys so much for everything you're doing.
Thank
and again,
you.
As we were talking about food trucks, one of the guys that is, like, dominating the food truck scene in Southern Arizona. I mean, I can't believe this guy even has an open date on his calendar from the Black Tuck Grill. Put your hands together for Gabe Senesantos. Gabe, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, man.
I got to tell you, it seems like every single time I do this show from a brewery, you're the truck that's there. How does that happen? How are you so popular?
Oh, man, I'm just really grateful for everybody having me around. I got two trucks, so you might see another one out and about, along with my larger one here. I got a New York style cart, so.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I do less on it, but I still have the same punch.
Right on.
Sure.
Nice. What's the most fun about your job? I mean, when you're driving around Tucson feeding people in that black top style, what's the biggest part of your job that you just love?
Oh, man, I think it's just the people in general. Like, it's meeting all kinds of new faces every day, making new friends every day. it's always like a different scene, so it's fun.
I love it.
Yeah,
now,
definitely.
Now, when Ben Vernon told you that you're going to be on this radio show today, did he tell you, Gabe Sinisettos, that you are going to be cooking for the two-time Iron Chef of Tucson, Danny Perez?
Oh,
he's the reigning Iron Chef. I mean, how do you feel? I mean, you look good.
Thank you.
Nervous or anything. You're not sweating. But you are about to feed an iconic Iron Chef.
Right on, man.
How does that make you feel, man?
Good, man. Like
See, it's just another day for
Gabe's
this.
Gabe's confident. You can
thank
see
you.
It.
So what'd you bring out for us to try? Yeah. Talk a little bit about the blacktop style and what you brought for us.
Cool. Well, these are two of my new menu items here. I got the mango quesadilla. It's a three-cheese quesadilla with organic mango.
Okay, where's the mango beer?
Right here.
Oh, my gosh. Did you guys plan this?
No.
Mango quesadilla and mango beer.
That's
Danny,
right.
Danny, I don't want to get
in
your way.
I'm going to dive in because I've been drinking that mango beer for a while
I'm
today.
I'm just going to sit back and watch you. This is like an historic milestone here.
Delicious.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
Delicious from the Iron Chef of Tucson Mango. Now, I want you to hit it with a little bit of that mango beer. As just a
That's
little,
a beautiful chaser.
Just a beautiful chaser. All right, I'm going
Chasers are good.
What do you love about mangoes? I mean, this is not your typical thing, throw a mango in the middle of a quesadilla.
Right. It's just about getting creative, man. And I love the cheesy and the sweet flavors together. The powder on top is a sriracha garlic. It gives it a nice crunch. It gives it a really nice bite, if you will.
I was about to ask you, what's that on top? Because it's got that little garlic
bite
on the bottom.
Hispanic Very poke, nice. Man, we put chili powder on everything.
Oh, I know.
So, I mean,
I know.
Wait a minute.
Bottles of it.
Okay. Mango quesadilla with a sriracha, what'd you call it, a sriracha garlic?
Powder.
You're a food truck for crying out loud. Hey, this is totally legit.
Yeah, thank
this
you.
This is good stuff. It's got to be one of your top sellers.
Amongst everything else, man, each item has its, like, fan, if you will. So
sure.
People coming back and, so it's cool. It's really cool, like, feeling, you know what I mean? People coming back and just enjoying their own.
This is like a
menu
spectacular
item.
Pairing, the hazy mango beer with the... Now, Mondo, have you tried this mango quesadilla?
No, I have not.
Get in while it's it's there.
So, Gabe, let me ask you, how much fun do you have walking into a place like this, to a brewery like this, checking out what they have on the menu for beers, and then does that, like, completely give you creative juices to go back out to your food truck and say,
great question,
this
great
is
question.
What I'm doing?
That is a really good question, man. I like everybody's take on their beer and the different flavors, so maybe, yeah, I mean, you know, unconsciously, like, I see, like, everybody, like, throwing grapefruits or tangerine or...
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of cool, like, I guess, to see and taste,
yeah.
You know, everybody's different styles.
Before we go to your next dish, how can people find out where the Black Top Grill food truck is going to be? I mean, you update your Facebook page pretty regularly?
Yes, I try and keep it updated often, but you could, on our events page, you can see all our destinations for the month. I don't get too deep ahead, I guess. Too far ahead, but.
Well, you can't, I mean, you gotta have a waiting list. I mean, to the Blacktop Grill for crying out loud.
Yeah,
I mean,
thank you.
I mean, seriously. So what else we got here, man?
Alright, so this is the elotero, which in English means corn, man. And have you ever had the corn cup?
Like the corn cup. Cocktail, esquites?
Oh yeah, with esquites, yes.
I made it a hot
yes.
dog.
You made
And people
Of course you did.
Yeah. I made it. It's kind of cool. It's a chipotle lime sauce. It has parmesan, queso fresco, and I put a little
right, zapatillo
on
no,
top.
All right, I'm going Danny Perez, just go straight in. Just crazy. I love
Thank
watching you.
You
do this because you didn't even – and he just moved his microphone just a little bit. If these mics could talk. I got to tell you. Observations, Iron Chef Danny Perez?
You know what? Gabe is innovative because I love everything in that.
Thank you.
You know, and I
Thank
think
you.
That – It has approachability to really good, great flavors on there, and it's home.
Thank you. There you go. That's good. That's a good word for it. I never thought of it that way.
It's good.
It's home. I think I hit a home run with it. Like people are like going nuts over it. So I'm really grateful they're enjoying it. That's for sure.
Are you taking notes? Did you hear what Danny Perez just said?
No, I'm excited.
we've come home.
Home.
We've come home.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good.
It's good.
Word to use.
I tell you what, Gabe Sinisettos with Black Top Grill. We've all come home, and home here is the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company. Come on down.
Sir.
Get a chance. Snap a selfie with Gabe. Have some of these great treats. How long are you going to be here tonight?
I'll be here till about 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. Gabe Sinisettos from the Black Top Grill. Thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, Jody and Mondo, hours of operation for Crooked Tooth Brewing Company. I mean, you guys doing the, you know, Daytime, nighttime, after hours, late night?
So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, we're open from 3 to 10. Thursdays is 3 to 12. Friday, Saturday, we're open 12 to 12. And then Sunday, 12 to 8.
And up to Facebook page? Just
Facebook page or our Google website.
Okay. And the website is a fairly new website, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's looking pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
All right. Well, anyway, we want to thank all of our guests. We've got Jody Basurto. We've got Mondo Basurto. We've got Gabe Ceniceros. We've got Danny Perez. We talked about esquites. We talked about mango quesadillas with a sriracha garlic powder.
Delicious.
Yeah, and a whole cascade of great craft beers. Again, come on out here. Mention On the Menu Live. Get $1 off every pint. Thank you guys so much for hosting our broadcast.
Thank you so much
for being here.
If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Jody Basurto and Mondo Basurto and Gabe Sanasanas and Danny Perez reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We'll see you at the Crooked Tooth Brewing Company.
Bottom of the hour.